I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on February 12th, 2020. Andy Rubin's startup, Essential Products, is shutting down. The original co-creator of Android, he struck out on his own and founded Essential in 2015 after leaving Google under somewhat of a cloud the previous year. Having failed to bring its latest project to the market, Essential only ever produced one mobile phone, and the company has told its customers not to expect any future software updates for that device. And users of Newton Mail, which was acquired by Essential early last year, are also being left in the lurch, with their service closing down on April 30th. Canonical has announced Amazon EC2 hibernation support for Ubuntu 16.04 LTS. While Suspended Disk was already available for Ubuntu 18.04's long-term support release, the move sees the technology being backported and enabled for the still popular 16.04 version of the operating system. To take advantage of hibernation, users will have to manually install a couple of packages and then reboot their systems. And Canonical notes that it may also be prudent to disable kernel address space layout randomization, as this can cause problems when active alongside AWS hibernation. Version 3.7 of the Quake dropdown terminal has been released with a number of bug fixes and usability improvements. The most eye-catching new feature is the ability to set a custom color scheme for each added terminal, with Quake remembering your choice and then being able to restore it when you start a new session. Microsoft hosted an online event yesterday for developers looking to build applications for its upcoming dual-screen devices. Even if you don't have a particular interest in Windows itself, the day threw up some fascinating technical details about the hoops that a company like Microsoft has to jump through in order to launch a new platform while maintaining backwards compatibility for decades-old applications. The new Windows 10X operating system will make heavy use of specialized containerization to provide varying levels of application isolation, and remote desktop protocol will play a large part in communications between guest and host operating system. The Register has a good post that covers the basics and a video presentation from the project's program manager, Peter Tor. It's well worth your time, and we'll have a link in the show notes. And finally today, GitHub has launched a beta of its new command line interface tool. Currently, the tool only provides easy terminal access to a very limited subset of GitHub's functionality, such as managing issues and actioning on pull requests, but the company is keen to stress that the CLI tool is very much a work in progress and is encouraging feedback from users to help shape its future development. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/101. We'll be back tomorrow.